Celtics beat the Raptors 110-99. I heard the headphones clanking, so Aaron, I know you're there, right? Because it's your night. See, you can just you're sliding into the offense. You're sliding into threes. You're sliding onto the broadcast.
Just sliding into people's neighborhood to make coffee.
Yeah, we'll get to that. I think that we have come to the point where outside the room that you're standing in right now, everyone can't really understand what's happened. This is inconceivable that a team that is losing so many players could win six games of this quality in a row. But it just seems that you are all carrying yourself in a way that you expect to win every night regardless.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we have that next man up mentality. And the thing is, everyone's bought into the system. And when we play within our system, we're in great spots. And, you know, it's about playing for each other. Everyone who's out there on the court is playing for the other guy. And it makes it fun.
My great plays defensively, it seems like over and over again, that has been the staple of what has made this team really go.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we build from defense. That's what it's been all year. That's every time we make a run, it's because we've been playing solid defense. And, you know, when we key in on that and we have five guys on a string, we look great and it fuels our offense as well.
So when you get coffee in my neighborhood, then that means you can knock down threes?
I mean, must have got a little bit of your touch tonight, huh?
I mean, you know, there are very few people in the world that know that feeling that you know right now. What's it like when that rim just looks so big? You just feel like you can't miss.
Oh, mate, you know, I was a testament to the guys getting me in the open spot, and you know, a testament to the coaches here. They put in a lot of time with me, so you know, it's always good to see it go through.
This game got physical, which you seem to enjoy as it continued to escalate. And I don't think there's any secret that not only are you going to see them again on Wednesday, but we know how the Eastern Conference is lining up. How much of a game within the game is going on here? How much was escalated on the floor because of the stakes, not just right now, but what could eventually be between these two teams?
It's definitely a fun environment. You know, I think Mook just definitely set the environment for us to go in there in Toronto. It's going to be a fun one. So, you know, it's playoff feel right now because it's coming down to the crunch time. Everyone's trying to make the most of every possession, and, you know, that's what we need to do. So it's going to be a fun one when we head up there.
When you get a little chippy at the end of the game, is that thing going to carry over to the next game that you see these guys?
Yeah, I'm definitely sure it will. You know, everyone remembers that a little bit. So it's always good to go out there and have those little bits of extra motivation. And, you know, what more motivation could we want? You know, it's going to be good, and we got a lot to play for.
Did Max buy anything when he came into the Dunkin' Donuts yesterday? Or did he just, like, walk out and...
Man, I think I was back there making too many things. So, you know, I wasn't at the counter at that point. They had me on the hot coffee machine. So, you know, I had a sip of it just to make sure it was all right for him.
By the way, with six guys injured, every Celtic fan is hearing you say that going, why is he at the hot coffee machine? Like, what else could go? I mean, what?
Mate, got to wake up somewhere in the morning, right?
Oh, my goodness. All right, Aaron, enjoy this one.
All right, cheers, fellas.